الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Last night we finished the 10th juz and we completed over half of Surah At-Tawbah. And Surah At-Tawbah was one of the last surahs to be revealed, and in it there were rulings about how to deal with the non-Muslims and what were the rulings regarding the Haram, meaning the holy sanctuary around the Kaaba. And amongst those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the mushrikeen of Mecca, who up till this point they had been very proud of the fact that they were in charge of making sure that the people who were making the Hajj, they were responsible for taking care of them and maintaining the Baytullah. And as we know, the Baytullah, the Kaaba, was built many years before by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Hajj had been sanctioned from that time. But as time went on, people's beliefs changed and people's beliefs became corrupted, and they started worshipping idols, and within the Hajj itself they started bringing about falsehoods and wrong things. So Hajj was continuing from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam until the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the people of Quraysh, the people of Mecca, they used to be very proud of the fact that they used to take care of the people who are coming for Hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them in these verses, and also indirectly He addresses us as to where our priorities should be. Allah says, أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَإِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you make the feeding of the Hujjaj, meaning giving water to the Hujjaj, and the maintenance of al-Masjid al-Haram, do you make it equal to that person who has iman in Allah and the last day, and he strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So on one side you have this very honorable thing, even to in today's standard, a person who is taking care of the people who are coming for Hajj and maintaining the Baytullah. This is of course very honorable, and you know, something that everybody and anybody can aspire to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, do you make this thing, these rituals, or this taking care of the Hujjaj and maintaining the Baytullah, is it equal to that person who has, number one, iman in Allah and the last day, and he strives in the path of Allah? He goes on to say, la yastawuna inda Allah. These things can never be equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yahdil qawm al-zalimeen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the priorities right. What should the priority be? الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله. The person who has iman and he makes hijrah and he strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with himself and with his wealth, this has more status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأولئك هم الفائزون. And such people are going to be successful. And then after that, he goes on to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them glad tidings of Jannah and so on. So take that into the context of today, and we, basically the inhabitants of a Muslim community, we should always keep our focus on the fact that we have to promote the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the inhabitants of a community, of a Muslim community. This should be our first priority, meaning the work of da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people towards their success in this world and in the hereafter, telling people the rights and wrongs in religion, telling people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be our first and foremost priority. All the rest of the things, however honorable they be and however rewarding they may be, they still may be good deeds, but still they shade in comparison to the main priority, which is i'la'u kalimatillah, which is promoting the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a land which is far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always keep this point in mind, inshallah. In another verse of which is related, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. O people of Iman, indeed the mushrikeen are najis, they are impure, so they should not come close to al-masjid al-haram, meaning the holy sanctuary, after this year. So after this verse was revealed, then the people coming to the al-masjid al-haram were basically forbidden, and people could not, the non-Muslims could not come there anymore. So again, this ayah was very, very hard upon those people, because the whole economy of Mecca used to rely on the people coming to visit the Kaaba and coming to make the Hajj and the Umrah. However, they used to do it with the falsehoods and so on, but still the economy was going. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them and says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْشَاءَ. If you fear poverty, then it's very close that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you ghani if He wants. So look at historically, have we ever seen a period in history where poverty has come to the holy lands? There's never been. In fact, the more you listen, the more you hear, the richer the people get in those areas. So this is a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the lesson we all can learn from this is that if you leave something forbidden, for example, especially, you know, many people, they engage in doubtful types of employment or wrong employment. If you leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding that to be a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to let you die of hunger and thirst and become poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide something for you. You have to have that yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is the provider, He is the sustainer. The way that He's been providing for me up until this time, even before I was born, He provided for me and gave me nourishment in the womb of my mother, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can still provide for me today. So whatever thing doubtful I'm doing, I should leave it and trust solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically, the Muslims were told that all of this falsehood that is coming into this holy sanctuary, that has to be stopped. All of the mushrikeen that are coming, they have to be stopped. And just wait, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you ghina, inshallah. So this is exactly what happened, and this is the lesson that we can learn from this verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said.